Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of Brick House, NBA comedy podcast, brought to you by me, your host, Bob Johnson. Along with me is a veteran podcaster of This Feels One-Sided, creator, host at Star, Matt Baker.
Star's the most important. Hey, thanks for having me.
Matt is going to be the veteran leading this ship of rookies. He's essentially going to be Kevin Garnett.
I'm the locker room presence, is
Zach
what you're
LaVine.
Saying.
Yeah. He's going to be screaming in my face for motivation.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, a lot of times I'm just going to say, you kids don't know how it used to be. That's what I'm going to say.
He's going to eat like my crab cakes first. Veterans eat first. It's one of the rules.
Yeah.
The reason for Brick House Podcast is every summer when the NBA Finals and NBA Draft and free agency come to a close, I start to feel withdrawals from basketball. We all know there's golf and baseball over the summer, but I do not count these as sports personally. Football, also national pastime, not my favorite. What interests me about NBA basketball, as opposed to other sports, is the actual predictability of it. And it's predictable because there's a running storyline with each team. Now, some people say this is what makes basketball more boring. It's the same team. Same teams are good every year. The same teams are bad every year. You can predict the finals. It's usually the best team from each conference makes it. But this is what I find most amusing and entertaining about basketball, is that the good teams continue to stay good and the bad teams continue to stay bad. In Brick House, we're going to examine why, Matt.
I think we really are going to get to the bottom of this multi-year dilemma. It's the question that everyone has been asking for years. Why do good teams stay good and why do bad teams stay bad, Bob?
Well, the first team we're going to examine, the first episode, well,
this episode,
we're going to be counting down the 30 teams in the NBA from worst to best.
Bob, does that mean that there'll be 30 podcasts?
There will be 30 podcasts.
Oh my goodness, what
before
is
the season starts, Matt.
When does the season start?
The season starts around Halloween, usually. I think it's the 28th of
Perfect.
October this year. We got time, but we got a lot of ground to cover.
They just released the schedule the other day, so.
What I hope to be, and I know what they hope to be, the worst team in the NBA. They've been trying for 3 years now to be the worst team in the NBA, and they've gotten so close. But this year, I think they're going to actually do it. Of course, I'm talking about the Philadelphia 76ers.
That's our upcoming worst team for 2015-2016.
I think they can do it this year. In fact, the way I think about the Philadelphia 76ers, let me introduce. So, you know, as we say, it's a continual storyline. We've been following these teams for years as fans of the NBA. We don't necessarily watch these games because they're terrible, mm-hmm. and they don't really have NBA basketball players on the team.
Yeah.
But they are interesting to talk about, nevertheless.
Bob, I would quickly object to the statement that the 76ers do not have NBA basketball players. They do. They just send them to other teams every year.
That's true.
So they do start out with some NBA basketball players, and those players end up getting traded to actual NBA basketball teams.
That is a very good point,
at some
Matt.
Point during the year.
Let's get to that in our second segment. But for the first segment, I want to sort of explain to listeners out there how I think of the 76ers to give them a non-basketball sort of thing that they could compare it to, so maybe they understand. I think of the 76ers as a heist movie. And okay. This is like the last heist movie, you know. And maybe a lot of heist movies always have at least that one character who's going to retire after this one, the last big score.
This one, and then I'm out of here type thing.
Yeah. I never saw Ocean's 13, but since it's the last one, I imagine that this is the plot of the movie. I think of the Philadelphia 76ers as Ocean 13. They're trying to get away with this And it's a heist because I say the NBA has been threatening to change the very rules of the NBA draft because of what the 76ers have been doing to exploit the rules as they are written now. Like we said, they have tried and failed to be the worst team in the NBA to give them the best chance of getting the number one pick in the draft each year. Each year they've been relegated to third or lower pick despite their efforts.
Previously on the Philadelphia 76ers.
Where it all went wrong, I think, Matt, is when they got involved in the Dwight Howard trade.
Okay.
Back in 2012, they were involved in a three-team trade that sent Dwight Howard, famously from the Orlando Magic to the Lakers. Andre Iguodala got shipped out of town. I don't remember where he ended up originally.
Andre Iguodala ended up on the Denver Nuggets,
Nuggets, okay. And Andrew Bynum, the Lakers star center, was shipped to the 76ers, where he was supposed to be the new best player on the team. What in fact resulted was Andrew Bynum didn't play at all. When he did, it was terrible. Instead, he rocked one of the worst hairdos in recent NBA history. Also, there was a rumor of a hilarious practice where he jacked the ball up, just shot the ball every time he touched it, whether he was 5 feet from the basket or half court line.
Just because.
As soon as his teammates passed him the ball, he shot it.
This is the same guy who parks his one car in at least two parking spaces. You ever hear
well,
that
Well, he's
story?
From L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
But apparently this practice, yeah, it was the last practice he had as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. Doug Collins subsequently left the team as the coach after this failed experiment with Bynum.
They weren't actually that bad. They had made the playoffs that previous year and the year before.
Right.
So they were actually a team that people thought was on the up because they had a decent youth, and Doug Collins is a good coach. So people were actually thinking that they could make some noise in the Eastern Conference the next year.
What the 76ers wanted to do was they didn't want to be a middle of the road seventh or eighth seed. Sam Hinkie from the Houston Rockets, notorious smart general manager of the Houston Rockets. Sam was the right-hand man to Daryl Morey. He's considered the Billy Bean of basketball.
Right.
So he studied for years under Morey and convinced the 76ers that the way to go about becoming a championship-caliber team was not to toil in the middle of the NBA pack, but to bottom out for years in a row to give themselves the best statistical chance of landing players at the top of the draft that could change their franchise for years to come. Somehow he convinced a new owner,
yeah,
Joshua Harris, that this would be the best plan. I think Bill Simmons pointed out that whether or not Sam Hinkie succeeds in this mission, he certainly created the easiest job security for himself that he could possibly have.
Right, he set the bar so low walking in that there actually really is no bar.
If anything, he might get fired if they finish as the second worst team this year.
Right. The bar is to finish as the worst team.
Who's that owner?
You know, one thing I'd like to examine in this Brickhouse team previews is that leadership on these franchises, or these soap operas, if you will, is from the top down. So I'd like to get to know the team owners, at least for my own amusement and those of our listeners, plus to guarantee that I never work for any of these NBA franchises again.
Yeah, yeah,
want to make sure I eliminate that possibility
on
the first 10 minutes of our first podcast. So who owns the 76ers? If you don't know, I'll tell you. His name's Joshua Harris.
Tell us a little bit about Joshua Harris.
Well, he bought the team in 2011 for somewhere between $280 and $290 million, which is a pretty good deal in relative terms of what teams are going for these days.
So he bought an NBA basketball team for less than $300 million.
That's correct.
That's an amazing
And the Milwaukee Bucks just a year ago went for almost twice that. Obviously not nearly as big of a media market as Philadelphia as well.
Right.
He is the co-founder of Apollo Management Group. And I found it interesting what Apollo Management Group does, and, you know, relative to the 76ers. The firm specializes in, quote, leveraged buyout transactions and purchases of distressed securities involving corporate restructuring, special situations, and industry consolidations.
So does he come into situations that are less than stable and things might not be looking good, and he basically just assumes the troubles of the company?
What their company does is they build equity funds with investors and find companies that are struggling as far as profits go, buys a large stake in their ownership group for, you know, pennies on the dollar, then resurrects these businesses, you know, some doing better than other,
mm-hmm.
Which made perfect sense to me as how he would run the 76ers. And the 76ers are a terrible team. He got in right before he knew NBA team values were going to go way up,
right,
with a new television deal. And he's used to working at companies that do really poorly. So this doesn't bother him at all. You know, a lot of owners come in and they're used to such success in business that they are willing to make any sort of ridiculous trade. General managers usually prey on new owners because they've had such success in business. They feel that can translate to their MBA team.
Right.
They're such smart guys. They're smarter than everyone.
So maybe they can catch them sleeping a little bit or catch them over anxious.
Right. Josh Harris is, like we said, let Sam Hinkie do the complete opposite, trade any asset they have for a future asset and keep doubling down like a guy at the blackjack tables at 4:30 in the morning. Some of the businesses that Joshua Harris has purchased include Claire's Jewelry, Caesars Entertainment Group, Norwegian Cruise Line, Core Media Group, which owns American Idol, Samsonite, Ralph's, Telemundo, Rent-A-Center, Sirius Satellite Radio, AMC Entertainment, Linens and Things, General Nutrition Centers, Harrah's Casino, Reology, who owns Coldwell Banker, Century 21,
so
and Sotheby's International Realty.
They own a ton of things across the board.
I've discovered when looking up these MBA owners, these billionaires, combined the 30 MBA owners own about half the world.
Yeah.
30 guys. The funniest thing was in March 2013, Apollo Management Group was the only company that made a bid for the Hostess brands. Twinkies,
really,
were going out of business. This American icon of a company was failing because Americans are trying to eat less Twinkies.
Yeah.
Joshua Harris didn't see it that way.
Yeah.
He saw Twinkies as an opportunity to buy low and turn it around. What I don't understand is how Hinkie and Harris have convinced the people of Philadelphia, the sports fans of Philadelphia, that being intentionally terrible is acceptable behavior.
But they don't embrace, they get up, these are the same people that booed Santa Claus, that when Michael Irvin for the Dallas Cowboys had a career-ending injury, basically, they cheered.
They cheered, yeah.
They throw batteries at people. They do not take terribleness lying down, but for some reason, they decided that they're all in on this 76ers thing.
They, yeah, even, I've read about people, you know, just having draft parties. You know, the whole city of Philadelphia is excited to win the draft rather than winning games. And you're right. In 1997, the Philadelphia Eagles fans were so bad that a court appointed a judge to the stadium on game days to deal with all the fans that were removed from the game. And the stadium also had a jail. Such a problem.
Solid.
In 2001, another example of fans gone wild. The Flyers is the hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
Were playing the Maple Leafs, and a drunken Flyers fan broke the glass in the penalty box that contained Maple Leaf Ty Domi. Broke through the glass of the penalty box
just to get to
and
him.
Proceeded to beat him up. This is a drunk Philly fan beating up the other team's hockey player in the penalty box. This is a true story. In 2002, Police had to pepper spray fans fighting in the stands of an Eagles-Redskins game, and the spray carried to the Eagles bench and delayed the game 8 minutes because the Eagles players were so affected by the pepper spray.
Fantastic.
And now, the starting lineup for your Philadelphia 76ers!
I kind of get where Philly fan is coming from, sort of. If you look at the roster and you have Noel, Jahlil Okafor, Embiid, even though he's going to miss his second season, they have Dario Saric overseas. They just got Stauskas. They have all these young kids, Tony Roten. I get it. At least if you're gonna lose, you want to lose with youth. Even though youth is unproven, at least don't sign a bunch of old men and go out there and lose, you know? They have a bunch of these young kids. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to allow these kids to grow up. But
well, they're not drafting these kids to fill out any sort of realistic roster. For the three consecutive years, taken the best center in the draft.
Yeah.
Embiid and Noel missed their first year after being drafted. Saric also missed the year over in Europe. But, you know, if they actually succeed this year mm-hmm. and get the number one pick, which is what they want, the best prospect coming out of high school and, you know, going to be playing 1 year in college is Ben Simmons. And he is the center.
Yeah.
So if they get that number one draft pick, their five best players would be four centers and Sauce Castillo, Stauskas.
Yeah.
That's not an NBA team. That's four centers and Stauskas. If I accidentally watch a 76ers game this season,
yes.
Who should I be looking for? Who's the player to watch on this team? Who's their best player?
I mean, obviously the player we're all going to be watching is Jahlil Okafor.
Right.
The rookie out of Duke.
Champion. Was until right before the draft, you know, for the year, pretty much since his sophomore, junior year in high school, considered the best player in his class.
Yeah.
Why did that change? Because Karl-Anthony Towns had one good game against Notre Dame.
And he just started shooting three-pointers in these workouts.
Right.
He was hitting three-pointers. Okafor and Noel, Nerlens Noel, down low in the power forward and center spots, I think is good. Because Okafor can play offense, and he's okay on defense. And Noel is good on defense, and he's okay on offense. So if you're going to have two big men, it's kind of a decent pairing to have. Ideally you would want them both to be great at both offense and defense, but they're also 18 and 20 years old.
Jeez.
So those would be the guy. Tony Roten, the point guard.
He's a starting point guard.
He's their starting point guard. He had a decent year last year.
He can't shoot though.
When you're on a bad team, you always have to wonder how good some of these guys are or if they're just performing for bad teams. So Roten last year averaged 16 points a game. He also got hurt. He only played in 30 games. So the games he did play, he was good. But again, I mean, who was his main competition on offense, you know?
Right. Well, so, let's also explain who else is in this supposed starting lineup of NBA talent here. So you said Tony Roten is starting at point guard.
Yeah.
Nick Stauskas, we've already mentioned. He's going to be a popular one to watch, mostly for his off-court antics and holiday sweaters. He had a great Christmas sweater. If you guys haven't seen that, I would encourage you to look it up. At the small forward position, they just picked up Gerald Wallace, who I'm not sure if they're going to cut or not. If he doesn't get cut, I mean, I think if they want to lose games, they'll probably start him at small forward. But otherwise, we got Harvey Grant's son, Jeremy Grant. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, he's only 21.
Yep, another young guy to build around. Okafor starting at power forward and Noel at center. Possibly Embiid out for another season. I have some ridiculous predictions for things that probably will never happen, but because it's the 76ers, I wouldn't rule it out. Would you like to hear them, Matt?
Of course.
prediction number one, the 76ers start the season 9-1 and they fire their coach.
Okay.
Prediction number two, Sam Hinkie hires Steven Jackson or Tonya Harding as a, quote, consultant to break Jahlil Okafor's leg with a tire iron so they can shut him down.
Yeah. If he's doing too good.
Maybe the 76ers instead send Okafor to the D League. I could see that happening.
Just because?
He needs to develop, they'll say.
Mm-hmm.
How about they send Noel and Okafor to Europe for a few years, join Dario Saric's team.
Just to develop a good core over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, they need more paella in their lives.
That's yeah.
Record prediction.
In the season ending 2012, they won 35 games. The next year, they won 34. Then they won 19, and then they won 18. It's tough for me to think that they'll win much more than that. I think I can be a nice guy, and I think maybe I'll give them 20 wins this year.
That's generous. I think they're aiming for 10.
Yeah.
So 20 might see some people in upper management get fired.
20 is tough because you're right there. That's almost too good, right?
My prediction for their record this year, like I said, I believe they can bottom out.
Yeah.
I believe they will start Furkan Aldemir,
yeah.
If that's what it takes. To lose 15 games or
that might
win
be
15 games or less. I think they're going to be 15-67.
15?
And I think they're going to get the number one pick in the draft. And I think then they're going to change the NBA draft rules.
What the fuck has anything got to do with LeBron James?
Just as a mention, this episode, I'd like to turn everyone's attention to the show Survivor's Remorse. As long as you can forgive the title, it's a television show created by LeBron James and his production company.
Uh-huh.
It's on Stars. It's very funny. Some people have called it like the Entourage of, but with NBA basketball. I think that is kind of a misnomer. Makes you anticipate that everyone on the show is a douchebag.
Yeah,
that's in fact not the case. It's his entourage is the basketball player character's entourage is his family, his lesbian sister, his mother, and his cousin who doubles as his agent.
Uh-huh.
The second season starts on Saturday, August 22nd. It's got Mike Epps from Next Friday.
Are we getting paid for this? This sounds like a giant.
I think LeBron might dig deep. He might dig deep. He might be a big fan of Brick House, especially since we're going to mention him every time and only half the time in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
This actually might be airing after August 22nd, but it's going to be on every Saturday on Stars. And Stars, if you'd like to send a check, you can make it out to Bob Johnson and or Matt Baker.
Yeah.
That'd be a good deal for everyone.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt, I wanted to make sure the audience gets to know you also.
Oh, man, this is great.
On these podcasts.
I'm glad I think they should get to know me.
We both have a brief career, an amateur career in sports.
Yeah.
And I was curious, Matt, what's the worst sports team you've ever played on? Have you ever had a season like the Philadelphia 76ers?
Not one where we actively tried to lose.
Mm-hmm.
One where we just kind of probably lost because that was the talent on the team.
I see.
I think the roughest go of it I can remember is I went to a small high school where we didn't actually have a freshman football team, so it was all JV. But then we would play some games, just the freshman team. But sometimes it would be against other JV teams.
Oh.
Yeah, and I remember when that would happen, we would just get literally rolled over. Like they would just walk over us, these JV teams and these bigger teams than
us.
I
mean, they would probably run at full speed.
Yeah, run
you.
Full steam over us.
Yeah.
And I just remember it was
metaphorically walking over
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it was my first year playing tackle football, so my thought was,
so how'd you feel during this? Yeah.
My thought was, is this what tackle football is, where you just like stand out in an open field and just get run over for a
this is a lot like getting hit by a bus.
Yeah, one of those games, I was safety, and I do remember one of their bigger-than-me players was running full speed at me in the open field, and I was like, oh, man, I guess I'll just sit here and take it. And he just ran right over me. So that, for me, that is kind of the season that emulates, or not emulates. Would that be the right word? Sometimes I don't know words.
We've already run long on this first preview, but hopefully everyone had fun. The other previews will probably involve more talk of basketball, but you know, this team is really more of a theoretical future NBA basketball team than a current one.
We're living in an unknown world where we have to make up what we think the future is going to be.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more. There already has been a lot more think pieces about the 76ers. And no matter what you think about those, they're definitely more interesting than actually watching these 76ers basketball
games.
It is a
fascinating team that you can really think many different things about this team.
Well, it's like anything in sports where if the Warriors would have lost the finals last year, everyone would have said, well, that's because small ball and shooting doesn't work. I mean, it's all based on the outcome. So if the 76ers eventually become a good team, this will all be remembered as the brilliant plan by the genius Sam Hinkie.
Of course.
If it peters out, it was doomed from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, sports writers have great hindsight in that regards.
On the next episode of Brick House.
The next episode coming up, the next team, the 29th worst team in the NBA.
Oh, man, this is good.
The 2015-2016 season. The clue is, our listeners may learn some Bosnian curse words. So, everyone stay tuned for that. Again, thanks for listening to the first ever episode of Brick House with Bob Johnson, Matt Baker. 76ers, good luck being terrible, guys.